revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Write this down or commit it to memory. Peak2017.com. That's PEAK2017.com.
It's time for our QuickBooks Minute with Bruce Paterka. We talked about, you know, things you should purge and get rid of. Well, your receipts is not one of them. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Angel. Eric. Yeah, we're going to talk about QuickBooks and data.
And data?
Data is that stuff that creates, it's the foundation that creates your business's report card. What's that? That is that income statement and balance sheet. Everybody wants to know how well you're doing. Hey, just because you finished school doesn't mean you don't still have a report card.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Bruce, we're talking about the data. What kind of data are we needing to supply? Are we talking like the box of receipts at the end of the year?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Can I still do the box of receipts?
You sure can. We just did that with a client. We had literally one of those document boxes, those great big boxes, full of receipts.
I love it.
And we helped them pull all that stuff together, get it all into QuickBooks. It also includes bank statements. So if you've got a couple months or a couple years worth of bank statements, that's got all the checks and deposits and everything that you did spend. And as well for those e-commerce people. So they got their website, they got sales, they're doing fine.
Right.
But you don't have it in your financial system. It's just in the website. So we got to get it into QuickBooks.
Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking, we've got a monetary amount that goes in, and we have a monetary amount that goes out. Can we just put it in as one lump sum, as one figure?
Oh, I'd love to do that. But the problem is that you don't have enough information to run your business on that. It's kind of like your report card in the sense you want to know how you did in English, how you did in math. Well, if you don't have some details, you're not going to be able to tell what you did well in or what you overspent on. In the sense of our report card.
Sometimes it seems a little redundant, Bruce. For example, I get my credit card statement, right, from Visa. Visa says, you know, we spent X amount of dollars. I make a payment to Visa. I have a record, a receipt. My statement tells me where all of that is. And is it really necessary to enter each one of those items then into my register?
It is. It's very important because of a couple different reasons. First, as I mentioned, to manage your business. You need to be doing that all year long, every month. You need to see where you're at, that report card. Mm-hmm. And additionally, at the end of the year, we need to summarize all the things that we've done for those favorite guys, the IRS. They want to know what came in, what went out, so that you will pay your fair share of taxes.
Good stuff. All very, very important. Bruce, I know that most of our listening audience uses QuickBooks on a daily basis, but I'll bet you most of them also aren't maximizing their use. How can they find out more information from you and what you're doing over at Peak Advisors?
Sure can. Thank you. Just as you started with, it's Peak2017, PEAK2017.com is our website. You can get a hold of us there or at 303-801-4772 is how you can find us.
303-801-4772. Again, 303-801-4772. Bruce and his team are going to take care of your numbers. Start at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
And if you have to go backwards, they can help you with that as well.
Get control of your data.
Your QuickBooks Minute. Thanks so much, Bruce.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
We certainly will.